Passing the Exam. Often, in the testing situations recorded in the Bible, examinations were over before one even knew that such an experience was a qualification test that he was experiencing. God does not forewarn one to get ready for an examination that would be given Tuesday of next week. God puts one unknowing through a test in order that the believer might know and discover how much he has or has not developed in his spiritual life. When Gideon led the 10,000 down to the brook to drink, he said to them, "Now go ahead and drink." He did not tell any soldier to drink in any certain manner. Each one chose for himself the manner in which he drank. They did not know they were going through an examination to prove their readiness for the battle. They did not know that they were being tested and proved. They just reacted naturally to the circumstances, and the natural reaction would manifest either that they were ready or not. Some threw themselves down on the ground at the edge of the brook to drink, and in doing so, they were careless and defenseless. That posture and attitude showed that they were not really in a mindset for war, and the battle soon to be joined was not seriously on their minds or of much importance in their hearts. They were neither prudent nor cautious, but showed themselves to be naively foolish. A few, only 300, manifested discretion and caution, and in so doing, they proved that they were ready for battle, and the battle was much in their heart. Yet in that refreshing moment, not one of them knew that God was testing them with a warrior's examination. An examination usually comes in some ordinary experience, a seemingly normal situation in which a right or wrong answer will be manifested by the reaction that situation caused. Out of the heart comes forth both good and evil, the wise teacher said. An experience which one has not planned brings forth an unplanned reaction, and such reactions reveal the truth of that which is hidden within. Sometimes one can look back on a reaction that was not a good reaction. That time, he went through an examination and failed it, and that is God's way of letting one know that he is not yet ready. Reactions come spontaneously out of the heart. There is a law in nature that any action will result in an equal reaction. Jet engines of aircraft function because of that basic law in nature. Although Eliezer rested his camels by the well, Eliezer did not allow his men to water the camels. And neither did he intend to ask the chosen maiden to water his 10 big thirsty camels. That spontaneous offer to quench the thirst of those weary, thirsty animals had to come out of the heart of the chosen one as a result of his small request for a drink of water for himself. The compassionate reaction to the sight of 10 dumb animals suffering much thirst would prove what spirit the chosen girl had within her. It would show what kind of upbringing her family had given her, and it would also prove that she had been to the well of salvation often enough and had grown in grace enough that she was now ready to step into the place that God had for her. Eliezer wondered Was she ready for Isaac? It was a keen, soul-penetrating request. Eliezer chose for her that which required the exposure of her very heart. It was a terrific exam. And she did not even guess that the simple request he made to her and her instinctive response would be the key that would unlock, or else leave locked forever, the riches of her entire future life. Rebecca's persistence in going every day to the well proved to be of much help to her, because in doing so every day and carrying water for the whole household strengthened and made her physically strong, and it also accustomed her to meeting strangers at the well. Therefore, when God's messenger appeared as a dusty, weary stranger and asked for a drink, she was prepared to answer in courtesy and compassion, and was also strong enough to give 10 thirsty camels water to drink from the well.